Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave on this is war wound like a crown.
This is a breakout single from 1972.
It causes child Jesus.
Might have been 71. Not that I remember or anything. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Harold Futchcott-Roth, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, founder and director of the Center for Economics of the Internet, an expert, folks, with a credential and a track record to go with it, former member of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which is currently in the process of basically, well, it has deemed the internet to now be a government utility. Harold, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure. You can find me at furchscottroth.com.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's furchcott-roth.com.
All right, so check that out. Harold, in the past segment, you were telling us about the sort of the steps that came along to the point where the FCC now has converted the internet into a federally government controlled utility, and you were about to talk about the, you know, companies having to come to the FCC to get approval for their plan. Talk to us about how this. Give us a scenario story about what it's going to look like for companies who want to do business on the internet under this new regime.
Sure. I think the best way to frame the issue is to describe how business has been done on the internet for the past 20, 25 years, which is to say there was no government regulation. This was the opportunity, not just for big companies, but for small companies. The engine of growth of the internet has been primarily small businesses and, frankly, very heavily American businesses. The internet is dominated by American businesses. This has been one of the few bright spots in the American economy over the past 20 years. So you might stop and say, well, what's wrong with this? You know, what? How could it be any better? Mm-hmm. Well, leave it to Washington to think that they can do a better job than business people developing their own business models and applying them on the internet. And so the FCC has decided in its wisdom that they're going to regulate it, and in a way that's even scarier than I think many of us imagined. They're inviting companies to come in and share not only with the federal government but with the entire public what their business model is.
Are they having to expose their trade secrets?
Potentially, yes. They're having to reveal to the FCC, and then the FCC will publish it at their website, what their business model is, and then the FCC will decide whether it's a lawful business model or not.
What? Now how small, how micro, how granular are they getting with companies? I mean, look, Harold, you're talking to a guy who wouldn't be here if I hadn't operated in the parallel universes of radio and internet.
Right.
I didn't have to ask anybody, and I didn't have to have a lot of capital to do it, and I've grown a business where I've got employees, I make payroll for a lot of folks, and I've created some opportunity for myself. And all because I didn't have to go hat in hand to the government and ask them if it was okay.
And if you had gone to the government and asked them if it was okay, A, they might have said no, or B, some big competitor might have gotten wind of it and taken action to keep you off the air.
Or being intimidated by that process, it might have chilled me into not doing anything.
Yes, all all three of those probably would have happened.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness to the FCC, this is only voluntary. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go show them your business model.
Right.
But if you don't show it to them, and they come along later on and sort of say, "Oh, Mr. Blasingame, your business model violates our network neutrality principles, and you didn't even come tell us about it."
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of imagination to think that they're going to come after you really hard on
that. And what are the chances, since we all know that the NLRB and the FCC and some of the other agencies are basically loaded up with the members, controlling members of the party of the president, what's to prevent that from turning political? Nothing.
Right.
So, but now, is this going to be something, I mean, could this be micro, could this be a small company, could this get down to the point where a small company, 5 years from now, we all have to fill out a form in order to meet certain guidelines, I see something here called the Internet Conduct Standards, but they haven't published anything about what that looks like.
Well, they've put out a public notice saying they want to be sure that companies comply with it. And the Internet Conduct Standard probably is going to focus on four principles that were adopted in the Network Neutrality Order.
Mm-hmm.
And those are non-discrimination on carriage of traffic,
mm-hmm.
No blocking of content, and a couple of others that are similarly, on the surface, they sound perfectly reasonable, and no one would necessarily object to them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the federal government applying them, and
reasonability goes away. Harold, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Harold Fritz-Scott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.